I'm Arielle.
And I'm Ricky, and together we make the Bravo Critics. This is the place where we discuss pop culture news and all things Bravo.
We'll also have interviews with some really cool people, including some of our favorite Bravo celebrities. So grab a drink and hang with us. Everyone's a critic. What's up, Bravo critics? Arielle and Ricky here with a really fun episode for you today. An episode that's definitely out of the norm, but we're so very excited and can't wait to dive in. Today, we are joined by Teresa Rose, who is also known as Firehouse Medium Teresa Rose. And we're going to dive into the reasoning behind that awesome name in a little bit. But she is a medium who is sharing her gift with others. And she took the time out of her very busy day to kind of shine some light on all of us. So welcome, Teresa, and thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Arielle, and thank you, Ricky. Thank you for having me. It's an honor. It's a blessing to be here. So thank you.
Ugh, we're so excited.
Yeah, we're so glad that you're here. Arielle obviously was the one that told me about you. She had found you, and I'm pretty interested to hear all the different answers to some of the questions that we've come up with. And I'm hoping that, you know, other people out there listening to this and getting some clarity too, if there's any, you know, I think that there's sometimes, you know, people don't understand what mediums do and what they don't do and all of that. So hopefully there's some clarity for everyone after this.
Yes, yes, definitely. And, you know, it's a process, and I want to demystify the process. You know, at the end of it, yeah, I want people to walk away going, oh my gosh, that was my loved one, and that they are good, well, and safe. And they're just still here with us, just in a different way.
I love that. So, I mean, just to sort of, you know, let's establish a jumping point here. For everyone out there, explain what a medium is.
So what I do, what a medium is I connect your loved ones in spirit. Okay. And I know there's a lot of woo-woo. Oh my gosh, this is scary. You shouldn't mess with this. And it's not like that at all. Actually, you don't need me. You don't need a medium to connect with your loved ones. We all are able to connect. And we all, you know, there's a majority of us have had experiences with the loved ones as past signs and symbols and things like that. But I understand why somebody wants to see a medium. They want that evidence. They want that validation. Is it me? Is it my mind playing tricks on me? Or is this really my loved one coming through and getting my attention?
When did you learn of this gift? Can you tell everybody a little bit about your background?
Yeah. So since I was about 4 years old, I could sense and feel spirit. I didn't know what it was. And it scared me and I pushed it away. I didn't tell anybody ever. But I also knew I wanted to be a firefighter. Okay. So, yeah, and I even knew what city I was going to be on, interestingly enough. But it wasn't really until my grandma had passed. I think I was like 6 or 7 years old. And that's when it really, I was like, oh gosh, I feel like I'm different. But again, I never told anybody. I pushed it away. So, you know, I became a career firefighter and then I was injured. I had to retire. And then literally 2 months later, my dad passed right after that. And then all this came full circle for me.
Wow. Did anybody in your family that you know of have these skills as well? Or is this something that you've like independently honed in on? Or maybe nobody ever talked about it in your...
You know, either they didn't talk about it, but nobody in my family, there's never been a line of mediums or psychics or anything like that, as well as firefighters. So I'm kind of like the first.
That's so awesome. You're the trailblazer there.
Something like that, right?
So, I mean, is there anything that's like, you know, how do you connect with the other side? Like, is that something that just like is constantly happening, or is there a way for you to like somehow like shut that off? Like at the end of the day, like.
Well, it's not so much like shutting it off because we're all in tune. We're all intuitive. We all have the ability to connect. It's just like somebody that can sing really well. And then some people that don't, I don't have that ability or that gift. You know, some people are just naturally, they have these talents and gifts and, you know, we're born that way. We're born with them and you just hone them in and you get better. It's like working out, it's building a muscle.
Yeah. That's really interesting. How do people that are mediums, did you have a mentor that helped you sort of learn to hone your skills or?
Yeah. So my mentor is my dad, actually. Once he passed, once he crossed over, he really kind of showed me the way. And it wasn't like all, oh my gosh, all at once. It was just this growth over time. But it happened quickly. And it's not just something you could just turn off, but I just shift my awareness or you power down, you know. It's not like you could just turn it off, but I don't ever go out and like in public, because that's a lot of questions I get asked. What do you sense and feel out in public? Well, I don't go up to anybody ever and invade their privacy or their vibration or anything like that to give a message. Now, I did it like 3 times in the very, very beginning, and I felt like I had to, and we're still friends to this day, but I just don't go up to anybody and just, oh my gosh, you got so-and-so. I think that's inappropriate.
So yeah. That was like fate then. So the people that you initially went up to, there was a reason why you were so drawn to them, and you went out of the norm and approached and felt like, okay, I need to relay this message. And then in second part, it's because we're meant to be friends in life.
Right. And it wasn't something like, oh my gosh, I went up to them. We were already in kind of engaged in a conversation, and it just developed.
Organically.
Yeah. It just developed from there. But again, that was me. I was very, very new and green. But I won't go up to anybody. And again, I think that's a privacy.
I think it's so interesting how you, I was not expecting for you to respond to saying that your dad was your mentor who kind of helped you shape and grow and develop your skills, because normally it's like, oh, hey, I've looked up to this person and I reached out maybe for some guidance, or I researched and, you know, whatever. But your dad from the other side was like, all right, kid, this is how we're going to do it. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. And my
and
dad
trusted that.
Yes, I did. And I my dad's my hero. My dad's my guy. And, you know, once he passed, you know, I was grieving the loss of my career, and then also grieving the loss of my father. And I didn't know what I was going through. I couldn't name it. I didn't know what it was. Even though, you know, as a firefighter, you see a loss, you see a lot of tragedy, but until you experience it yourself, especially with my father, I mean, he's my guy. We did everything together. And, you know, I did it. What happened was, is I was guided to do a guided meditation. And that's kind of like when things really opened up for me.
So with your career in working in such an intense environment as a firewoman, like how did you experience things from, that's gotta be.
Yes, very much. It served me very well to be very intuitive in fires and on scenes and doing certain things. You kind of, I call them insights, but or inspiration. But yeah, it served me very well on the fire service.
So do you have, so outside of your dad, do you have like some people, and I feel like everybody has a different lingo that I've seen, you know, guides or angels, or do you have outside of your dad and maybe like a set of like guides or anybody that.
We all do. We all have a team of our own, if you want to call them spirit guides. We all have that. We have, you know, spirit guides that are with us throughout our whole life. And then we have our spirit guides that come in right when they need us. Hence, right when my dad passed, I feel like he's a very huge, huge guide and a catalyst for what I'm doing today.
I always had a question about that. Like, I always wondered, like, are you given a set of guardian angels, like when you're born and you're brought on the earth, but then as you experience life, you accumulate additional angels from those that have maybe passed over.
Right. Yes. And you know what? And, you know, at the end of the day, it's about love. This process is about love and knowing that we're not in it alone. I mean, not only do we have our team of spirit guides, but we have our loved ones that's passed, as well as our pets. Our pets are, you know, come through too as well. And they're all good. And that's why I love to do what I do, is have them to come through and validate that.
I feel like that's got to be pretty rewarding and like just like fulfilling to be able to do that.
It is. And it could be stressful too, you know, because you're holding people are very, very vulnerable in grief. And that's why I'm very adamant on be very careful who you go to and who you see. I have had people come to me and go, oh my gosh, I went to a medium and they said my loved ones is grieving. They're not good. They're not able to move on. And that is not true.
That is not true.
So there's no, correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I've learned from those in your area that I trust, that whether it's been somebody, you know, through television or that I followed through the course of years. What they seem to say is that once you cross over, that there isn't any more pain really. Right. Like that, where they say like, you're like trapped in between. And a lot, is that really true? Does that happen?
No, there's no trapping. See, this is so, I'm glad you're asking these questions, because it's very important. Like, once we cross over, when your loved ones come through, there's so much with us and around us, and that evidence and validation that they bring through, at least with my work, you just can't deny it. You can't, like, you're like, oh my gosh, that, how do they know that? There's so much with us that when we make our transition, even if they're physically here alone, they're not alone. Their spirit side of life is there with them, taking their hand in this life and taking them on to the next. And, you know, to answer your question, once we cross over, we shed the ego, the fear, the suffering, the pain. It's a love and bliss on that side. It's high vibration. It's love. And love is the highest vibration.
See, I know that makes me, because it's in the grand scheme, it's to know that there's going to be none of the BS that we deal with in this world on the day to day. Like, I laughed because I was watching Beetlejuice the other night. And he was like, well, maybe this is heaven. She's like, no, there wouldn't be dust here if we were in heaven. And I'm like, you know, if that's her definition of heaven, then she'll get no dust. You know, like, if I want no dust when I go on the other side, I want no dust, you know? Right. And then, right. But I mean, you know, when you think that's what you see things on television, and then it gives you a warped sense of what it really is. You know, we can joke about it and laugh about it, you know, but right. it's not a joking matter. People, I want them to, that's why we wanted to bring you here today, to kind of shed light on not any of the little, you know, nuances of things, but the love and the light of it all.
Right. And you know what? We need that balance. We need that contrast. That's why we're here. That's why we're human. We're human. We have to have, we don't know up and down, hot and cold without contrast. And what we think that is negative and bad really is a blessing. If you could look back on your life and you're like, oh my gosh, or when you're going through a hard time, why is this happening to me? And then sometime later you look back and go, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that it happened. I'm learning, growing, and evolving from that experience.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Okay, so I have a question for you. So how is it when you are in the process of connecting with people? So saying, as you know, a spirit coming to you saying, I need to relay this message, like, because I know you say you don't go up to people, but you have done it before, as opposed to the process of somebody needing to connect. Like, what happens if you are just being like nonstop harassed by a spirit? Like, I need you to talk to them. I need you to talk to them.
Like if I'm out in public?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's a healthy boundary.
So you can, you're just like, I'm not.
No, they know that. They know I won't. So they don't even, you know, sometimes I'll get something and then I'm like, no, this is my healthy boundary. I'm not comfortable with it. Unless they come to me and want to have a conversation, then that's different. If they open the door, then that's fine. But I will never go. I could feel them and sense them, and I know they're like, want to connect, but that's a healthy boundary.
Healthy boundary. Yeah. I like that. Healthy boundary. It's like, hey, there you go. And if they respect that, that's great. Okay. So how has the pandemic affected your business? You know, in-person connections versus Zoom, online readings. I know you do a lot of things like through Facebook, and you work at events. How is things changing in the past couple of years affected?
Yeah. You know, actually I've grown, but you know what? Thankful for Zoom, right? Cause we're able to go on Zoom. So it didn't in that area. It didn't, of course, the events, but I didn't really start doing really big events until this last year. So it's kind of, everything's always working out.
I love that. Do you feel like you ever, I mean, I obviously don't have a complete understanding of how all the spirituality of it works. Do you feel like there's any difference between doing it in person and over Zoom, or no?
No, there's no difference. No, because I do in person, Zoom, and phone. And you know what? You can't. There's no barrier. There's none.
I love it.
None. Of course, I love to see people in person, but yeah, on Zoom. But even on phone, I've done, and that's what I do on my Wednesday night lives. I go live every Wednesday night on Facebook, 8 p.m. Central. And I do live readings free. It's free. People can come and experience and get a better understanding and awareness of how this actually works.
I've seen you. That's where I would watch you on the lives, and people really, it's amazing.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, and people, you know, I actually put people on the phone and they can actually hear the process and how it really works. And it really, it's about love. It's never, they don't come through. Your loved ones will never come through and judge you and point fingers at you. Even if there's a difficult relationship here, once we cross over, we have an understanding and awareness, again, in a loving way, of why we did what we did and the decisions we made and how it affects people. But it's not in a judgmental way.
Yeah, I feel like some people could, I could see how some people would be nervous to like go to a meeting and be like, oh, I don't want to hear, you know, my mom's wondering why I still haven't gotten that better job or, you know, those kind of things.
They never come through and judge you. And they will never come through and tell you what to do. Not come through and guide you, but they won't tell you what to do. We have free will.
Yeah. How do you feel like what you do as a medium connects to spirituality in like a larger sense? You know, we have religions, we have all of that stuff. How do you feel like that? Does it connect? How does it connect?
You know, I'm here. I'm not here to change anybody's beliefs. I'm here to bring forth that evidence and validation that we are eternal, that your loved ones are still with you and just in a different way. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your background is. That's not why I'm here, to change anybody's beliefs. And there's no, absolutely, when I say there's no judgment, I just sit here and hold space. I'm the medium. It's just me squashed in the middle. It's about you and your loved ones and that information that's coming through. There is 100% no judgment.
Awesome. I love when you put it that way. I'm just medium squashed in the middle.
I'm holding space. I'm holding space for you and I'm holding space for your loved ones. And I want people to fear death. And that's the number one question I get. Are they okay? Are they well? Yes, we're not. We have to grieve. We have to go through the grieving process.
Yeah. And it's different for everybody. You know, like you could lose a pet and people are like, it's just a dog or it's just a cat. And you're like, no, to me, it was everything. Or, you know, and you don't, or, you know, a father or a sibling or a close friend. Everybody has to go through their own process.
It is. And there's no rule book. It changes you. Grief changes you. And it's okay not to be okay. And I always say that it's okay not to be okay, but we just don't want to get stuck in the not okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Do you automatically kind of pick up on people's like energies and intentions, or is that more of like a psychic type of ability? Do you get like the energies?
Well, every medium is a psychic, and then not every psychic is a medium. Now, let me clarify this. We are all psychic. We all have the ability to connect. We are all very intuitive. It's whether we hone that in or believe in it or not. You know, but we all have the ability to connect. We've all had, oh my gosh, you had those moments of like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I went to the right instead of the left. Or, you know, it's just those little things. It's very subtle, but we're all intuitive. Me being a medium and able to connect with your loved ones doesn't make me any better than anybody else. I'm still human. I still make mistakes. But it's an honor. It's an honor and a blessing to be able to sit here and speak with, you know, you and your loved one. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's gotta be, I mean, that's gotta be one of the most special things to know that you're giving gifts basically to people. You're giving them peace and clarity. And that's something that, you know, that truly is a gift. If you're struggling so badly through grief and you're able to be having a little bit of light shed on this very, very dark situation, that's got to be good. But does it make you, does it take a physical toll on your body?
Yes. So, you know, it does emotionally, mentally, physically. While it's very, very rewarding, I have to make sure I'm grounded too. And I have to make sure that I'm on, so to speak. So when I go to my readings or go to my events, you know, I have to literally get myself out of the way. So my own thoughts, emotions, and feelings, so spirit can blend with me and I can give that information.
Do you have like a process?
I do. So it's just me. I have to raise my vibration and spirit lowers their vibration. Again, it's just little of me squashed in the middle. So, but yeah, and it's about who you surround yourself with too. You know, you want people that, you know, difficult people can make it difficult for me anyways, because I have to raise my vibration. So I hold it very dear. This process and this, what I'm doing, I hold it very near and dear, because I know if I was going to sit with somebody, I want to make sure that they are good and they are on, and that's my dad coming through. Nobody else's dad. Mm. So that's why I hold it very near and dear to me. Like when I go do my events or my private readings, that I'm in a good headspace, mentally, emotionally, and physically, all of it.
Well, I know that you have a busy day ahead of you today, so I'm glad that you still chose to talk with us, and that I hope we're sending out the good vibes today.
Oh, for sure. And I love that you guys are doing this, because this is just bringing more awareness and understanding and demystifying this. I want to demystify this process. It's not like what we're programmed to think or feel or believe. I mean, we see it on TV. That's a big one, right? Or we're taught certain things. But I ask that, just, is it possible? Is it even possible? If you go watch my Wednesday Night Lives, you'll see. Mm-hmm. You'll see.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. And that's, when Ricky and I started this podcast, it was, a Bravo based podcast that we did strictly on maybe one franchise. And then, as the months developed, then it kind of broadened. And then now here we are. And I'm like, we are just kind of organically growing this, and you are part of that process for us. And we just thought that this would be really fun.
Yeah.
One episode. And I'm so glad that you're here with us. We're not done with you yet, but I'm just saying, I hope that we're giving you the good vibes.
You are, absolutely. And again, it's about bringing awareness. And, Arielle, we're all connected. We're all at the core of us. We're all spirit. We're all one. So we're all connected. Because we're human and we're still here, we still have to set those healthy boundaries around. It doesn't mean that we need to be a doormat either. Like, who we bring into our lives and who we keep at arm's length. But still, at the end of the day, we're still all connected. So you could have a difficult relationship with people, and okay, I'm going to create that healthy boundary around myself and my values of who I want in my life and not in my life because of the work that I do. I stress healthy boundaries, but we're still all connected.
So, okay, here's a question for you. So if you're doing a live event, and there is a group of, say, 7 or 8 girlfriends there, are you able to just say, oh, I know it's in this section somewhere, or, oh, hey, I know it's you? Or are you like, I know that this afternoon at my show, there's going to be something really important that I'm going to have to say to some, like, do you kind of already get like a heads up as you're approaching the situations?
Sometimes I do. I don't know right away, like right when I go out, where I'm going, what section, because I do get pulled to a section and this is what I'm getting. Or sometimes I walk out there and I'm going, I got nothing yet, but I always trust in the spirit. And you know what? They always pull through. Always, always, always pull through.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go to one of those events. I've always thought it'd be really interesting. And that's another reason why I was really like thinking like, this is a cool episode to do, because I feel like there's so much, people assume different things about what mediums do and what they don't do. Like I was saying earlier, and I think that people easily get it, tangled up with other, psychics and astrology and tarot. And like, it's all just like you were saying, demystifying it. I feel like sometimes they try to lump mediums in with all that other stuff. Do you ever feel like that?
I think it's all of it. It's tools. It's not just one thing, and one thing is better than the other, because there's very phenomenal tarot readers. There's phenomenal people that do astrology, and it's all tools, but we just don't want to use just one tool. We want to take it all in and be able to make, I want to say informed decision, but discern what's good for me and what's not good for me. Does this feel good for me? And just be careful who you go to. Do your research. Look at the Google reviews, look at the Facebook reviews. I mean, look at all of that. Just don't go to anybody.
Do you use, like, do you have like crystals? Like, I will say Ricky is a very big crystal lover. He loves his crystals. And I'm just learning a little bit more about them. I honestly do feel that I can feel energy from as I've gotten older, I could feel certain energies from people. I feel like I get drained from certain things. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me sometimes. I'm trying to figure out a way to kind of manage that. I haven't found a way to kind of release like any of that bad energy that I kind of get, but I can feel it. Like, instantly somebody can walk in the room and I could be like, you know, or somebody can tell me my daughter can say I hurt my knee and I can feel it. Like, it's like, mm-hmm. it's like in my soul. I don't know if that's just me being a crazy person.
No, it's called being empathetic. You could feel that. Now, I mean, there's things that you can do, and it's about setting intention. So, you know, like if you shower in the morning, just envision that white light, that water is just immersing you. And also just envision that white light around you as well. And even with myself, even when I'm out and about, I could still pick up energies and feel things. It doesn't mean you're not going to, but discern what's yours and what's not yours.
Yeah. Cause that could be tough, right? If you're holding and not releasing.
Right. And you want to release that. And you know what? Grounding, meditation, being outdoors, doing the things that you love, raising your vibration helps all of that.
It's funny you say the shower, because I was telling a girl not too long ago, we were chatting about meditation. I said, the only place I really have success meditating is in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm. You know why? Because it's water. Yep.
So that just really clicked when you just said that. I'm like, the water. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then just envision that as all that negativity, that energy just going down the drain with that water once you're done. It's just setting the intention.
I love that. Maybe that's why people feel a lot of peace at the beach and by the water and on the lake. What are your thoughts on manifestation? Do you believe, so that's intentions, right?
I am like the master manifester.
Is there like secrets to
manifesting? I love manifesting. Listen, because you know, it's through thoughts. So it's our thoughts. Thoughts are energy. So our thoughts are very, very powerful. And so what you think comes back to you in physical manifestation. So it's what you put out there is what you get back. We're a magnet, right? So if you think in terms of, again, energy, vibration, and frequency, it's what you're putting out there and your intentions and your thoughts is what you're going to get back.
People say like, speak to the universe. Like, I will, you know, I will do X, Y, Z, or I am X, Y, Z. I mean, people like vision boards. What are your thoughts on things?
You know what? And whatever works for you and how, whatever tool, again, those are tools, but I would stay away from I might be, I will. No, it's I have, I am. You want to envision and you want to know that it's already done. So think from the end. So when you're using your imagination to create whatever it is you want in your life, think from the end. Think in every detail if it's already being done. And the tools to help with that is gratitude and appreciation.
Gratitude and appreciation. We need to.
I love that. And I feel like that. So I have a friend that is very into like the spiritual side, and she sort of taught me a little bit about that too, because, you know, I made a joke about like, I went to Target and I spent all my money. I'm broke now. And she's like, don't say you're broke. You need to say things like, I have everything I need. I have, you know, I will survive. You know, I have the money, I have security, all of this stuff, instead of being like, I'm broke now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, because we're powerful. You want to, it's not I am, it's I am. I am, I can't afford that. I do afford that. There's nothing you cannot be, do, or have. And we need to get out of our own way to do that and have faith, knowing that it's already done.
Do you feel like that's probably like the thing that is sometimes most difficult when you're working with people, is like maybe the blocks that they have within themselves, like not allowing themselves to like open up?
You know what? I think everybody's on their own journey at their own time, Ricky, to be honest. And again, I'm not here to force my beliefs or force. If they ask me, I will give, you know, what I know to the best of my knowledge, but I will never go, oh my gosh, you're doing this, this, and this. I will, if there is, when I say there's no judgment, there's no judgment. This is, you know, when we're, if we're in a conversation and that door is open, okay, this is what works for me. This is what helps me. If, you know, give it a go. If it helps you, great. If it doesn't, then let's find something else. There's always a way. There's always a way. To me, I'm about no excuses. There's like no excuse.
Find a tool that works.
Yes. Find a tool that works. And again, you know, things happen in our life because we're human, and you're like, oh my gosh, it feels like my life is falling apart, and people and places and things are not, they're not blending the way that we want them to blend, or we can't make something fit. It's like trying to put a, you know, a square peg in a round hole. When things start falling away out of your life, know it could be hard in the moment, but in the future, it's going to be a blessing.
So you really believe everything happens for a reason type thing?
I don't feel like there's coincidences. Everything is synchronicity. And again, we create our own life. If you don't like how things are going in your life, okay, let's take a step back. Let's reevaluate our core beliefs, our thoughts. Let's take a deep dive within ourselves.
So if you had one piece of advice to give to somebody who maybe wanted to embark on that journey of, you know, reevaluating themselves, what could be one tool that may be helpful for them to kind of to start on that journey? Would you say meditating or taking
a walk? Yeah. Oh my gosh, for sure. Definitely meditating, being still, and, you know, and not listening, because people want that outside validation from other people. What should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? Should I do, you know, no. You have the power. Go within yourself, because what may be good for them may not be good for you.
I love
Very good point. Yeah.
I love that. And I honestly feel like, you know, Ricky and I, we've never even got to meet in person, and we are probably one of my best friends now. Right. So I like to think that this was by no accident, right? This was meant to be.
Absolutely. Again, we're all walking each other home, and I'm so grateful that you guys are doing this. And again, it's bringing that awareness that, you know, this is not spooky. It's not woo woo. This is real.
I love the love and light that you give to everybody. This has been such an amazing conversation. You were an absolute delight. And I mean, so informative yet fun and just an easy conversation. And I think that I may have to pop up on an event sometime. So
I would love to have you. Let me know. I would love to have you.
Well, thank you so much, Teresa, for being with us today.
Again, it was an honor. It was an honor. Ariel and Ricky, thank you so much.
And before we go, make sure that everyone knows where they can find you, because so I'm sure that there are a lot of people that are going to be even more intrigued after this. And there are going to be people that want some reading. So where can they find you?
Yeah, they go right to my website, firehousemedium.com. And there under services, you could find the in-person phone or Zoom. And also I do larger events. So again, that's all under my website, firehousemedium.com, under events. So I do travel for larger events for that.
Great. And just a reminder, you can also find us if you're looking for us. You already know where to find us. We're on Instagram at that Bravo Gay, at Bravo and T, in our collective account, Bravo Critics. And we hope that everyone has gotten so much out of this. I know that I have, and I'm just can't even wait to kind of do a little bit more deep diving into it. So until next time, guys, cheers.
Cheers. Bye. Thank you so much, Teresa.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.